Well, at this point, I like what I'm seeing here on your resume. And I like the things that you've shared with me, which now brings me to the next part of the interview. Tell me, what is the job you are interviewing for? I'm really not trying to baffle you. I know it's an odd question, but there is a reason for me asking. Good. Well, you're half right. That would be the exact job description were this to be for our general office. The job you're interviewing for, however, is for our other office. One that is far less traditional, shall we say? And actually, before I say anything else, I just need you to sign this NDA, please. If you really want the job, yes, it is very necessary. Here's a pen. And even if you aren't hired, this protects us from anyone discussing publicly what I'm about to share with you. Oh, and can you just initial right here? Perfect, thank you. I need a new director for our secret office. It is a very special one, and that's why you don't know about it. And it's one that needs a certain kind of person to not only understand, but to lead it. The people that work in this office are exceptional on all levels. I had the pleasure of starting there, and I still visit every month just to be certain things are running deliciously. The people in the office there are the best of the best in everything they do, which is why we keep them on, despite not being able to perform as well in a more traditional or perhaps reserved environment. No, nothing like that. They aren't difficult. They just need a very special kind of work-life balance. The balance of work and an equal balance of pleasure. Yes, sexual pleasure. You could call it hedonistic, yes. It has gotten a bit out of control. And it's going to take a certain person to lead the pack. Someone who knows exactly what he wants and what his team needs at the right time. Oh, I'm quite sure I'm saying exactly what you think I'm saying. I need someone who can throw an editor over her desk and fuck her good so she can get her work done. I need someone who will allow his admin to give him a blowjob if she can't think of anything else before she can do her job. And I promise you, she will do it well. It is far from traditional, yes. The previous director was a little too enthusiastic about the non-traditional side of things. And it led to a decrease in production, but also a lot of resentment and jealousy amongst the staff. It was a little bit of a mess, unfortunately, so we had to relocate him elsewhere, which is why we are interviewing for a new director. Do you have any questions? Yes, there are specific job requirements not listed in the description, such as pleasing a woman, which, if you wish to proceed with this interview, is exactly what I need to see from you. No, not just bend me over the bed here, but I do need you to demonstrate your sexual skills. For this job, pleasure and satisfaction is just as important as your leadership skills. What do you think? Well, first, I need to see if you know how to undress a woman in the workplace. And if you truly understand what I mean by that, it's far more than just getting naked. You feel you're up to the challenge? I thought you might. Show me. Oh, I quite like you on your hands and knees. Yes, you may. You just slide it down. Well, it's very important for me to wear a suit for work, but it's more important to feel sexy against my skin. I love lingerie, and this black silk corset is a favorite. I like the way it pushes my tits up and out as if I'm offering them to you. And you will never ever see me without my lace stockings. Knickers? No, I hate them. I like easy access to my pussy at all times. Don't you? Well, I like your hands. And now, you have 2 minutes to make me come. And know that nothing is off limits. Yes, 2 minutes. Pleasure and production is equally important. Remember that. Oh, yeah. Remember to use your fingers. And nothing is off limits. Oh, yeah. Fuck my cunt with your tongue. Oh, yeah. Oh, I want you to just slide a finger in my arse. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, you definitely have skills. Oh, yeah, suck my clit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, tell me you love my sweet cunt. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Well done. Oh, you definitely passed that test. But there is one more. And for this one, I need you to undress for me. Completely. Well, your tongue is truly amazing. I need to know if your cock is up to the task. If you can fuck on demand. And I do want you to fuck me. Oh, but not my pussy. Oh, I wish there was more time for you to fuck my arse. But actually, I'm going to get on the bed here and lay on my back with my head hanging over the edge of the bed so you can fuck my mouth nice and deep. I went to my throat, and I went to feel you gag me with that big cock. Good boy. Are you up to it? Good answer. Oh, your cock is gorgeous. Oh, I definitely wish I had more time to feel you stretch my arse with that. But, alas. Oh, you are quite hot. Good boy. I tasted that good, did I? Well, thank you. Now, step right here in front of my mouth and fuck my face. Oh, and I do want you to come for me. And I want you to come in a way that you feel displays that you own me. Don't hold back. Oh, it can be all over my face, my tits, whatever you like. It's your decision. And it is part of the test. Oh, you taste so good. I want you to go deeper, and I don't want you to hold back. Fuck my face now. More. Harder. I want you to pump those hips. Do not hold back. All right, I'm going to look in the mirror and see how you did. Oh, indeed, you made me a beautiful mess with your cum. I love it. Well, to me, you are definitely the right man for the job. If you decide to accept the position, I will have a contract to you later today, and I would love if you can give me an answer within the next 24 hours. And as much as it saddens me to say it, you're welcome to get dressed. Oh? Well, for you to take me up on the offer of fucking my arse, depends on how you do in the first 30 days. Once you start the position, I will be there on the 30th day for your review. So really, the answer to your question is, show me you're the right man for the job. And yes, I will happily let you fuck my arm.